So how do you find balance in pursuing righteousness and holiness, but not becoming self-righteous in it?
Just the bottom line is, I focus all my attention on comparing myself with Christ. If I start criticizing someone or censoring someone in my spirit, I'm comparing myself with other people. But if I really focus on comparing myself with Christ, his character exclusively, it deters pride, spiritual pride, which Michael mentioned.
It really comes down to understanding how this grace works in our life. And that this grace works because it's God at work in you. That's what Philippians 2:13. Grace is really God himself active in you, giving you the desire and the power. As I shared with some ladies earlier, grace is not just some impersonal force that God gives you. It is God himself and his activity in you. And that's the only way to holiness, so that it's not your righteousness, it's him. Does that make sense? It's Christ in you. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And it's he who is doing it, so that he's the one that's glorified. That's when Jesus said in Matthew 5:20, lest your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and the Pharisee. The Pharisee did not understand what we know. We've been favored by God. We were absolutely destitute of anything good. And that doctrine has to be meditated on, embraced upon. It needs to be lived. You need to know that there still is no good thing that is in your flesh. And if there's any good comes out of you, remember what I said this morning? When I was preaching, there was enough of Michael in the sermon to condemn me to the lowest part of hell. How can I take credit for that? All I could do this morning was just thank you, Lord, you're amazing good to me, that you would even want to use me. I was blown away. And again, I'm not humble. All I'm trying to say is to you, this is the way you combat self-righteousness. You go back to the truth. Justification by faith, the gospel is the only combat to this kind of self-righteousness.
Brother Paul one day told me, he said, Don, you know, we can burn out on systematic theology, and you can burn out on church work, but you can't burn out on Christ. You've got to keep him as the focal point always, and it requires a good fight of faith to do that.